guys, welcome back to episode 3 of Rant and Rave with me, Becky, and that guy over there, Eric.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up? Welcome back. Thanks for coming back.
I know that we have some topics at hand for this episode, but before we get into it, I just want to circle back around and ask this lady on the other end, do you have an update for us about this dating app?
I do have an update.
Yes.
I've been very busy perusing mostly Hinge and Bumble. Those two apps. I have been chatting with a few people. I am excited to say that I received something very special. Not a dick pic, but a dick video.
What?
My very first dick video I've ever gotten. Yeah, I was a little shocked. Can't say I was into it. This is what I have to say. I mean, I know a decent amount of women, friends. Nobody wants to see that. So as a woman, that does not turn us on. We don't want to see it. In fact, I don't really want to see it ever. I just like, you know, how it performs. But, you know, I like it in action, but I don't want to look at it. You know, it's functional. But does it need to be showcased? No. Now, I don't know how gay men feel about that. Do you feel differently? Do you enjoy the dick pic?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to put it in my head. Was it just like a video of it flopping around? Like, was it like an erotic, like up and at 'em kind of thing?
It was very up and very at 'em. And he was, let's just say it was action. He was
That guy
utilizing.
Sounds like a freak.
Yeah, I think we had like 3 sentences via regular text when I got this. And I was like, oh, hey, okay. I did not answer, although I probably should have. So yeah, no, he was basically rubbing himself on cam.
Oh, child.
And I will say it was a large penis. Not that I care, but if people in the audience
that has nothing
know,
to do with
large.
The price of tea in China. I mean,
no, it doesn't. It was just more to see.
Like, hey, girl, and then send you a video.
Yeah.
Like,
but this is what I don't get. Is does he think I want to see that, or is that just a thrill for him to shock me with, you know, a penis video?
It might be a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think men should know. You know, 75% of men should know we don't want to see it. Now, like I said, is that the same? I'm asking you if it's the same in the gay community because...
Well, they some kinky bitches, Becky. I mean, I don't really have that many gay friends. God love them, but I'm not really... When it comes to friend, like, you know, arm-in-arm friends, I just don't have that many. But I do know that some of them, they kinky.
Yeah.
You know, they might...
Look, I'm not anti-kink.
Yeah, you like rough towels. So, I mean...
Exactly. I'm not anti-kink, but I don't find looking at a man's genitalia, especially by surprise, erotic in any way. Now, let's say you're even dating a guy for a while. Let's say your husband surprises you with a penis video. Is that attractive?
I would just laugh. Hot? I would laugh.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that a friend of both of ours, I'm not going to name names, but when we were chatting, he alluded, I had some drinks, so don't take this as fact, but he alluded to the fact that he liked to view penises. I don't know how to say it.
Well, I told you,
like, it was like
gays
a turn
kinky,
on for
they
him.
Kinky.
They're not attractive. I'm no offense. I mean, like, they do good things, but I don't want to see it.
Right. You know? I second that.
I don't even want to see it from my boyfriend, to be honest with you. Don't send it. You know what would be hot?
What's that?
If he sent me a picture of some like really hot shoes he was wearing.
Oh,
now that I could get behind.
You are
I
not
love
right.
I love certain men's shoes. I have a thing. They're very specific. If it's like a Van type shoe, you know, like Vans or like different kinds of shoes, but definitely not boots, not like cowboy boots, not sandals.
Just like the Airwalks back in the day.
Yeah, that would work. Or like Chucks. Are hot.
So would the drummer teacher be wearing these?
Yes, because he's 26 and hip. So, but that I would prefer to see over your, I don't know.
Do you have any updates on him?
No, the update is I could be his mother and he's probably going to come to me for, you know, advice about doing his taxes or whatnot.
You
so no, there's
much.
No update on that. Anyway, so yes, I got a dick video, and that's about where we're at on my dating.
You're too funny. Well, I love the updates. That's awesome. I can't wait. I'm like on the edge of my seat to see how it goes.
What if I meet somebody? I mean, you know, I've been really trying, although I don't feel like it a lot. And I swipe left on a lot of people.
Does that mean you don't like?
Yeah. You know, a lot of, here's the thing, guys. First of all, I don't need to see you at the gym. So many of them have pictures of themselves at the gym. I don't need that. Nobody cares. Number two, could you smile in the picture, like your main picture? Like a lot of them look like serial killers.
Smiles. That's like, I'm watching you. I don't know. Smiles?
You
really?
Think smiling's bad? It's a picture. I mean,
if it's a real smile, but like if it's like you're faking this smile so you can be on this dating app.
No. It should be like a picture you've taken from your life. Not right. One you've just taken for.
Like from your webcam?
Yeah, no. You know they have that option? I always wonder this. They have that option. It says, especially dating, it says choose from your photos library or take a picture. Like who's just taking a random ass picture on the spot?
Like a naked guy looking at a computer screen that just, is.
Who's doing that for their profile pic? Who? Mm-hmm. You've got to be pretty confident.
I don't think you want to know them, Becky.
I might be meeting them. You know, some guys even do duck faces.
Are they gay?
No. I don't know. I guess I think we find that attractive, but
that's
maybe
funny.
Some girls do. Look, I have a type. All I want, I just want to see humor as well in your profile. I want to see that there's an inkling of you being funny. And usually you can see that. I don't want to see typos. There's a lot of typos.
Well, you're an editor, lady.
Regardless, you could look it over once.
Right.
I mean, you're putting yourself out there, you know?
True.
Let's say you had to make a dating app for yourself right now. What kind of pictures would you use? I've seen some of you at the gym. I bet you'd be slapping that up there.
I don't think that I would use a gym picture. It would be more of like a daily life. You know, maybe something of me smiling, but I like maybe a half smile. I don't want to make it cheesy. Because I am not cheesy.
No, not at all. Oh my God, you know what you should do? Let's get you on a fake profile. So then we can compare.
That would be funny.
Then we can compare you versus me and we'll see. I bet you in 2 days you get 400 dick pics.
Oh, lord. I don't know about that. That would be funny. The jury's going to be out on that one.
All right. We could even use other people. Like, we could make a fake picture, but I think we should make a fake gay man's profile as well and follow it.
That would be good. Rather than an actual picture of me, I would feel better with, like, just some Joe Bob picture. Or maybe, like, a picture taken with, like, a webcam. Yes.
Yeah. No, we should make it extra shady. I don't know. So, yeah, I'll keep it up, but, so far, I'd say my experience is at a 2 out of 10.
Well, you know, maybe Bumble will come through. You never know.
No, I'll keep at it. Doing it just for the podcast because honestly,
life is a marathon, baby.
It is. It's not a sprint, and I don't have the energy to sprint or marathon. All
right.
To be honest,
a brisk old lady walk.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Eric here. Go on over to Instagram and follow rantandrave_podcast. See what we do on a daily. You'll thank me later. So circling back around to what we have planned today, I thought that it would be appropriate to talk about our resolutions. Like, do you do resolutions?
I have a couple.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I always do. Yeah, we haven't even, by the way, people, we haven't even talked about this. This is fresh.
Totally fresh. This is like off the cuff.
So why don't you go first? Because I have a couple, which I've already broken one of.
I think that it's important to, you know, start the year off fresh. And I do it every year. And some things I really actually embrace. And some things I'm like, screw that.
Yeah.
But this year, I have a few. They're kind of boring. One is to make sure that I apply sunscreen every day because I'm like a fair-skinned albino.
Not to mention, hello, we don't want to age.
True that.
Right? I put sunscreen on. It could be a hurricane and I have sunscreen on my face. There is no sun hitting this skin, but okay. That's a good one. I like it.
For years and years, I wore sunscreen, and I guess since the girls were born 4 years ago, it's just like, I mean, I barely have time to put my socks on, much less put some sunscreen on top of whatever. I have to make sure that I do that for myself.
Definitely.
And also, too, while we're talking about it, I want to, because I'm almost 40, Becky.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're not even 40 yet. Good God.
You're like a there.
Tiny little infant. Go on.
What are those, like, Lord of the Rings people? Hobbit. I'm a little hobbit.
Oh, yeah, you're a hobbit.
But I'm almost 40. Yes, sunscreen will help, but I am wanting to dabble around in things that are on my face. Not necessarily Botox right now because I'm not there.
Right.
But I want to go to a professional, have her look me over and tell me what I should do, you know, to kind of maybe, because it's all the longevity, boo. Like, we want to be, it needs to last. So what can I do?
You've come to the right place. Welcome.
Right.
Welcome to my obsession.
To Becky's domain.
Welcome to my world.
I have my first microneedling appointment. And it's not
That's
like...
That's exciting.
It really is. I did some research behind it. And it's not like for crow's feet or anything like that. I have two scars on by my chin. And I've had them, you know, for many, many, many years. And damn it all to hell, I want them gone. And this is a new year, new me. Who dis?
Yep. Who dat?
You know? Ooh, yeah. I like
right?
it.
Right? You like how I worked that in?
Yes.
Well, New Orleans something.
That's right. So I have that coming up, and I can't wait to give an update in the next couple weeks.
I can tell you, that is one of the few things that I have not done for my skin, but I hear mixed reviews. So.
Oh.
You'll have to let us know how it works, because some people, I think, expect too much from it.
Well, it's not a one-time shop. It's like, you know, you have to do it multiple times. And I'm in it for the long haul. If I got to do 5 sessions, well, by God, I'll do 5 sessions.
Exactly.
And I know for these scars, the older I get, you know, the more deep they become. So I need to just go ahead and get it out of the way and be proactive about it, you know, is another one. And I don't want to just hog the mic. I want to know one of your resolutions. What is it?
Okay. Well, you're not hogging the mic. I would say that I just added a new resolution that I should be doing less skin stuff. worrying about that less. But no, my big one is, and I said it on my Instagram, I am everyone's therapist. And it's something that I actually feel blessed about, that people feel they can come to me with their problems. However, I let everybody dump all their problems onto me. And I never say no. I let people take advantage of me. They never ask how I am, and they always complain about the same things over and over, and they don't take my advice, and I am just cutting that out. Basically, if you come to me and I've given you a solution and you have not tried it, I'm going to be like, zip.
Neuter that shit.
Right. Till you have done what I've suggested, you are not allowed to complain to me. Because you know what? It's freaking draining. It's draining my health.
Right.
Now, my lesser important one, which I've already broken, was to only get what I call outside coffee, like coffee I haven't made myself. I always get it on the way to pick up my son from school. And I said, I'm only going to get it on Fridays. And that lasted about 2 weeks. And then this week I was really tired one day and I said, you deserve it. And then that just kind of, then the
it
next
cascaded.
Day I was like, we already, yeah, the next day I was like, we already screwed up. So, you know, so that one, that wasn't a good one.
Not to judge you, but I did see that Instagram story and I laughed and was like, let me see how long this is going to last.
Yeah, I got about 50 DMs that were like, good luck with that. And I'm like, come on, people. You know what? I had the intention and I haven't gotten it every day. So at least if I lower down a little, it's still a win, right?
Right.
It's not about perfection. It's about improvement.
Right.
That's what
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell myself. Yeah. So
whatever makes you feel better.
Two. I just never say no to people. Which sounds weird because I'm pretty in your face type of person, but I do always feel bad when people ask me to do stuff. I feel bad saying no, like whether it's helping them or going somewhere or this and that. No, I got to take care of myself. It's okay to say no.
And my hat tilts to you.
That's admirable. We'll see if it happens. I said to my best friend, she was complaining about something and she knew this was my resolution. And I was like, nope. I already told you what to do. You're going to get blocked for 24 hours. That's the penalty. And of course, I didn't really block her because she's my best friend, but
they'll be in Becky jail.
You know, that's what's happening.
Y'all, don't forget, follow our podcast. Go to Instagram and follow rantandrave_podcast. You'll see everything that we do and you'll love it. Then go over to Facebook and like our Facebook page, Rant and Rave. Nola love.
Doesn't it feel like the longest January ever? Or is it just me?
For me, it's flying by. I mean, but really? You know, after Christmas, you know, January 6th brings in the Mardi Gras. So,
True.
Like there's no, you don't miss a beat. It's like one thing goes to the next. And before we know it, Mardi Gras parades are going to start and then, you know, hell's going to break loose. Today, they just released the Jazz Fest lineup. It is insane.
I bet.
It's really good.
Are you going to go to any of it?
No.
No? It's not appropriate?
No, Jazz Fest is, you know, I might get raked over the coals for this because of the locals. I have gone once and I took my mom and we went and saw Al Green. She has always loved Al Green. I love Al Green. I took her on her birthday. Douglas and I did it seems like yesterday, but it was like 8 years ago. We had a great time and it was awesome, but it was freaking hot. There's no trees. You're really? In the blazing heat at Fairground in, you know, New Orleans, and it's in May, so it's like right before summer. There's like a huge line of porta potties, and they are gnarly. I mean,
gross.
You know, it's Jazz Fest, so people come from all over the world, and this year, The Who is going to be there.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Is it Lizzie? Lizzie?
Stop. Don't tell me you're talking about Lizzo.
Oh, that's her. Yes.
Lizzo. Stop it. You're like a 90-year-old. Who doesn't know Lizzo in this day and age? She's like,
all I know is the health girl that said something bad about her being big boned.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Julia Michaels. And When I read that, I was like, who are you, you tramp? I mean, let Lizzie be Lizzie. I mean,
Lizzo.
I got it.
Do you know the music?
I don't
Tell
know
me
any.
At least know the main song.
Mm-mm, I don't. I saw it.
Like, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. You ever heard that?
I thought that was just a gif or a meme or something.
Come, stop it, guys. What is happening?
Funny.
So this is going to be our last episode.
People are going to make fun of me, but when I'm in my car, I like to listen to my 1940s music.
Okay, well.
I love the different 1940s artists, and I also like, you know, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. That, you know, usually that's what I love. So many of those, that generation, and that's what I listen to usually. When it comes to pop culture, like pop music and stuff, like if they hot, Shawn Mendes, I'm all over that
you
bitch.
Like the men. You like
I do, and he's real tall. He's like a big old tall glass of milk.
I love tall.
And then,
would you say you're a fan of tall?
I do. I like to feel like if they could like pick me up and like hug me, you know, give me a good warm hug. I'm like Olaf. I like warm hugs.
I know. I feel my friends make fun of me because I'm only 5'2", but I do prefer tall, which makes no sense really. But
I like the tall. But you know what's funny is I also like the short.
Yeah.
Because I'm short, obviously. And, you know, kind of like on the same level, I like that.
See?
But more than that, I like the tall.
I'm not into short at all. And I think it's because any long-term relationship, including my marriage I've ever had, has been like 6 feet-ish and up. Like my ex-husband's 6'2" and I'm 5'2". So I got used to that and wearing heels and this and that. So even if the guy is taller than me, if he's 5'8", which is significantly taller, it looks wrong to me. I don't know. Mm. All you 6-footers, come on by.
Holla at your girl.
Holla. No, we gotta, I'm gonna send you some Lizzo, because even if you're not into pop culture, this woman is badass. Her music's fun. And you just can't be a part of life.
You know what about Lizzie?
Without it.
There's something about her that I don't know. And obviously, I know nothing about her. I have a good feeling about her.
You should.
And not as far as
popular.
Like. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about her being a genuine, sweet person. You know, yeah. Who's that other one? Not Cardi B, but the other one that's like
Ariana Grande.
No, I love her. But the rapper, she has always like the different color hair, like big boobs.
Oh my gosh, who? I don't know.
You totally
I'm
knew.
Sorry
she,
to say, I don't
she
know.
She says really bad words. Really bad words in her music.
You're not really narrowing it down.
Oh, I'm not. No, does Lizzo say bad words?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, not like as bad. It's more about hyping up women and, you know, empowerment and this and that. She has a pot, even though she uses bad words.
Nicki Minaj. That's who the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, loathe her. Like, yeah. I really do. She's a terrible, piss poor role model. And with Lizzo, she recently just volunteered in Australia when, you know, during the bushfires.
Yes.
And like, for her to do that, because her, show was canceled, like, that shows character, and I love that.
Yeah, no, she's known to be pretty awesome. So, the fact that Jillian Michaels said something about her, like, she needs to take a step back.
More than a step, like, a few steps.
Yeah.
Like, back off.
She doesn't, I want to say, Jillian, you have the opposite problem. You are too obsessed with your look, like, your weight. Like, chill out. You know, you might have your own problem mentally with weight.
Well, I just have to kudos to Miss Lizzo, and I'm going to have, that's my homework. I need to familiarize myself with some
Lizzo.
I'll
give you some names of songs that you should.
Well, I definitely, when you said that bitch, I was like, ooh, okay. I've heard snippets on Facebook, but looking at the time, it looks like that we have probably really annoyed these people.
Yeah, well, so. They can always turn it off. Although, who
don't turn it off? Don't turn it off.
Don't turn it off.
We do want you to follow us on Instagram over at rantandrave_podcast. And, you know, if you do that, go ahead and go over to Facebook and, you know, like Rant and Rave's podcast page. And
right, because we're going to update. We've been updating stories with, you know, some of my dating and some of Eric. We just have some funny stuff going on there. So please follow.
Definitely. And we always love your feedback. So if you got anything, any kind of advice for Miss Becky over there, please throw it at us. We'd love to.
If anyone wants to date me and you're 6 feet and you wear good shoes, hit us up.
We have a 10-page application process for
you. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. And we will see you next week.
Definitely. Nola love.
Bye.